Sports Talk continues. I'm John Wilkerson. Vince Ferrara pinch hitting as he has this entire week for Jimmy Himes. And your time on the at the helm is not through yet.
Nope. Be around a lot next week. A couple, two, three more days for Jimmy. And then you'll be traveling with Tennessee baseball next week. So he'll be in for you Thursday and Friday as well.
Sure to appreciate that. Sean Hundley takes over for Chad Dallas in the top of the sixth. Tennessee does not allow a run. So bottom of the sixth, it's the Volunteers 2 and Western Illinois, nothing. Always a pleasure when we get to say hello to our good friend Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com as he joins us now. Jesse, how are you?
Doing well, guys.
If you would, we're getting, we're smack dab in the middle of it. We just saw the finalist announced for Miss and Mr. Basketball. Was there anybody from the area that you thought should have been included that wasn't?
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of players from around the area that were either taken into account. There's three really good girls basketball products in Class AA that I thought all three had a sporting chance to maybe make it into Class AA Miss Basketball. I'm talking about Ivy Bales from Gatlinburg-Pittman and Tori Rutherford from Granger and Campbell Penland from Northview Academy. But as you can see in some of the finalists that were named this year, it was absolutely loaded in that classification this year. And just unfortunate that those three girls, one or more, didn't make it into the final three. But sometimes that can spur on a nice little playoff run. They take that as motivation and put it into the way that they play during the postseason. So we'll see if that happens with any of those three.
In terms of those that are recognized, and I guess it wound up being player at Maryville on the girl side, and then was it three or four local players that wound up being a finalist on the boys' side?
Right. We had four local players named Mr. Basketball finalists, and starting in Division II AA, I don't think it's really a shock that B.J. Edwards, the sophomore point guard from Catholic, found his way into the final three. And speaking of guys that could have made it, I thought Akeem Adesipe, a forward from Catholic, had a chance to be a finalist, and that didn't work out for him. But BJ got into the final three, and we'll see if he wins. I think they announced that on March 10th. But in Division II Single A, we had a young man from Lakeway Christian Academy, Dante Harris, who a lot of people remember from his first 2 years out at Alcoa, and the Georgetown signee, and averaging over 32 points per game this year and 9 assist. So he's a fantastic point guard prospect and one that's going to get to go on to play at the collegiate level. I thought Luke Burnett out at Webb had a kind of an outside chance to be a finalist, given that they are defending state champions, and he's had a phenomenal senior season so far, averaging around 16 points per game. But certainly not taking anything away from Dante Harris. He deserved to be in there. And you mentioned Maryville having guys in there. Joe Anderson, senior point guard from Maryville, who's close to breaking the school record set by Lee Humphrey. And we all remember Lee was a Mr. Basketball finalist and helped Florida win 2 state titles. Joe Anderson's just, I think, 50, 60 points away from breaking his all-time school record. And he's a phenomenal player going to Furman. And lastly, Edward Lacey, a point guard out at Fulton, who's helped them make it to the state finals the last 2 years, averaging about 25 points per game this year, found his way into the AA Mr. Basketball finalist. And our lone girl from the area in the mix for Miss Basketball is Danae Fritz. She was our underclassman of the year a season ago just for her versatility, and she's only continued to get better this year, averaging a double-double this year, pretty much as a shooting guard on the next level, but she pretty much does everything for Maryville, and she's led them to, right now they're kind of right there in the mix for a number one seed in their district, just behind Bearden right now, but a phenomenal player, a number of Division I offers sitting in her lap right now to choose from.
Jesse, what have you seen from Catholic sophomore B.J. Edwards since we saw him take on IMG Academy?
Just the confidence that we talked about him taking from that game, he's definitely found it, Vince, and he's put it into play, and just pretty much doing whatever he wants to on the floor with the basketball. And he was kind of playing that way anyway this season leading up to the game against IMG. But it's just kind of like a golfer. When you go and play one of those top 50 courses in the world, and it's tough and it's demanding, and then you go to play just kind of a normal course the next day, you just eat it alive because it just does something to hone your game and your skills and take it up to a new level. And I think that's what that IMG Academy game did for B.J. Edwards, and he's taking that and running with it.
Hey, I love your new quarterbacks in the area feature, just to learn about them and who they're replacing. You started out with South Doyle, then Bearden, then Austin East, and then your latest one has Farragut in replacing Gavin Wilkinson. Tell us a little bit about Gavin Wilkinson's replacement, Dawson Moore.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young man who's going to kind of change the complexity and the makeup of the Farragut offense. And not to give too much of the article away, but that's one of the things that Eddie Courtney talked to us about how he brings a different skill set to the position. And it you might see Farragut as more of a running type of football team from the quarterback position, whereas Gavin Wilkinson rarely scrambled outside of the pocket and gained yards with his legs. Not to say that he couldn't, but he was a prototypical pocket passer, and Dawson's going to change that a little bit for Farragut. So that'll be intriguing and a nice storyline to watch as we get closer to spring practice as to how the guys around him adapt to his style of play and how the Farragut offense kind of changes form as well.
Our guest, Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com, and all kinds of great video. Tell me, with the way that the schedule got upset with weather and illness and all kinds of things, everything on the table now when it comes to district tournaments and different things like that?
I think so. It hasn't really thrown too much of a wrinkle into the plans. Teams are going to be finishing up their regular season here this weekend, maybe the early part of next week. The Division IIA playoffs have already begun, and tonight's consolation games are at CAK for the boys and the girls, and then the championship games will be at Webb. There was a little confusion over that on Twitter today just because of there was no water out at Webb School in Knoxville for the early afternoon. They're doing some construction out there, but all that has been pacified now, and so the championship games will remain at Webb School in Knoxville. And that's a district tournament for Division II, and we'll see a lot of the district tournaments for public school play begin early part of next week, and we're putting up all those schedules and all district teams on 5starpreps.com. That's free for everybody to see. So if you're a fan of one of these teams or a parent or whatever, and you need to check on the schedule for the day, just hop on to 5starpreps.com. You'll be able to find that.
Well, and you guys also, one, you get to so many games, it's impressive, but you also invite folks to share video, or you post it yourself when it comes to like a Farragut buzzer beater and overtime to beat Fulton.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great game last night for Farragut, and it's not many times you get to go into Jody Wright Arena and win a ball game, regardless if you're a higher classification team or not. And Farragut went in there with John Higgins, who got a lot of coaching. A lot of his coaching start is probably owed to Jody Wright. And he went into Jody's arena and won that basketball game last night on a buzzer beater. And that was a video that we shared out there. And then a couple of other special moments from there around the area. Zach Rose is a senior team manager at Jefferson County. And we had that video from the locker room of him being surprised with his uniform and being able to dress out that night. And then Danny Parker just goes to Jefferson County on a whim that last night and shoots the 5 points that Zach Rose, the team manager, scores at the end of the game. And just the crowd reaction and the team reaction was so genuine and heartfelt. And it's just kind of one of those crapshoot things where we just lucked into it and able to bring that story to everybody on social media. And it was just unbelievable.
Jesse, and there was the William Blunt as well with Coach Wendell and Coach Pennington. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yeah, they had a young man, I believe, with Down syndrome get in the game. And that's what sometimes we take our sports a little too seriously, and sometimes it takes stories like this to kind of reset, hit the reset button for us all and remember the genuine love that we have for the game, whether it's basketball or football. And that's why these moments go viral so often, because it pulls on your heartstrings a little bit and really gets you down to the heart of the game and takes some of that seriousness out of it. So just it was an unbelievable night last night, from those moments to buzzer beaters, and just one of those unexpected nights. Usually you don't get that on Thursday nights, usually on Tuesdays and Fridays in high school basketball.
You and Vince were just talking about the features that you're doing with the next quarterback, the next QB, but you also have now, I guess it's part five of the next big thing. Tell us about who we're being introduced to this week.
Yes, that's Bennett Green. He's a young man who's a four-time world champion as a diver, and he's just 13 years old. And Had a buddy tell me about this kid over a year ago and just didn't have a way to present that story for him. It would just would have been kind of out of the blue and out of nowhere. But once we started this Next Big Thing series about kind of spotlighting some of the teenagers in this area who are going to be possibly destined for bigger things once they get to high school age, the light bulb kind of went off. And so I reached out to him and got the kid's contact information. We talked to his dad, and they were okay with it. And so we started to learn a little bit about Bennett Green, and he's one of those kids that, who knows, in 4 or 5 years or whenever the next Olympics is for his age, once he gets to about 18 or so, he could be one of those kids that we're seeing on TV someday. So it's just kind of one of those cool moments where we can spotlight a kid who maybe doesn't get the publicity that he deserves, and hopefully he continues to progress.
And you guys, while it's a little ways away, you still have the call out for if anybody has a middle school football team that they're interested in having take part in the first annual Five-Star Preps Middle School Football Jamboree, they can get in touch with you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They can email us at fivestarpreps@gmail.com. And we're starting to learn some coaches and some programs in middle school around the area. And we've had teams from as far north as Kentucky who already reached out to us and talking about coming down to play in this middle school jamboree. So right now it's shaping up to have a nice field, and we encourage everybody here in East Tennessee, not just Knox County but beyond, to send us an email if you're interested in participating in the Five-Star Preps Middle School Football Jamboree and see what it's about.
And then where, I know you guys are going to be everywhere, but what are some of the big matchups you're looking forward to this weekend in district play?
Yeah, district play doesn't really get any bigger than Bearden and Farragut tonight. That's one of the premier rivalries in East Tennessee, and Bearden girls basketball need that win over their rival tonight to lock up the number one seed, and that's not going to be an easy task by any means. Farragut girls are one of the top class AAA programs in East Tennessee, so we'll see how that shakes out. And, of course, we talked about Farragut boys coming off of a big win over Fulton, and, of course, Bearden right there at the number two seed out of District 4. So it should be a great doubleheader there tonight. Maryville and Alcoa play tonight, so another big rivalry. So we'll be there. And then on Saturday, Fulton and Oak Ridge play. So really some marquee matchups leading into postseason play.
And all the coverage and more available at fivestarpreps.com. Jesse, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good luck with all the coverage, and we can't wait to talk to you about it next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You as well. And that's Jesse Smithy of fivestarpreps.com.